98.5 KYGO. It's Tracy and Fizz. Let's find a little chaos for Andrea, all courtesy of her lovely husband, Gerald, who's very excited because he looks very good in his finances.
Yeah, he does. So you're going to call up pretending you're the masseuse that gave him a couples massage.
They just had a couples massage, and apparently he did not want to do it. She talked him into it. So I'm going to call because I really just want him to come back.
Ooh.
Hello?
Hi, is Gerald there?
This is his wife, Andrea?
Is he there?
No, he's not here.
This is Sandra. I'm calling down from Massage, and I was just calling to follow up and seeing when we could book him for his next appointment.
Oh, hi. We had a great massage with you.
Yeah, so he had the massage with me.
Oh, yeah, but I was with him. We did a couples massage.
Okay, enough about you. I was just calling to book him for his follow-up appointment to see me again.
I can relay the message, but are you calling to follow up with me too? Because I'd love to make an appointment.
Did he say that he, enjoyed the massage?
Nope. I mean, the feedback, he had a great massage. I mean, yeah, he enjoyed his time with you.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good massage.
Did he?
And I mean, he usually doesn't talk about those things. So,
really?
But yeah, he had a great massage. You were great.
God, I had a really good time too. I'm so glad he felt the same way. Cause I was like, okay, I think we're like, I could just tell like underneath my hands that we were really connecting.
Connecting as he was your client.
Yeah, I was just like, you know how sometimes you can just like feel that somebody's really enjoying something, and I was just like grinding his glutes, glorious glutes. I was like, I can just tell that he was enjoying it. I mean, it just feels good to know that.
I'm sorry, this is really inappropriate, what you're saying right now.
Oh, I'm sure you are great, too. I haven't talked to your massage therapist, but just... So, like, when can I get him in again?
He's not coming back to you. You shouldn't be massaging men.
I'm sure the person that did your massage liked you a lot, too. It's not personal. I just put a lot of passion into my work. And so I was just thinking about his deltoids, but I was also thinking about like making another appointment, and so I just thought I would follow up.
Okay, you're not going to make another appointment, okay, with my husband, and I'm not coming back there.
Really?
Who do you think you are calling me and talking the way you just talked about my husband?
Well, first of all, I didn't mean to call you. I meant to call his phone number. And I know I saved his number because after I took a picture with him, I used that as my screensaver.
What the hell?
So, like, is he free tonight?
I'm going to call your manager, and I'm going to tell he or her exactly what you just said to me.
You should. You should totally follow. But then when you do, just make sure you tell my manager how much your husband liked me.
Oh, my God. What are you saying?
So did he originally want to come in to this massage, or was this something like, was this your idea?
It was my idea, and we had a nice time until you're calling me right now and saying all this.
Actually, I did see in your notes that it was your idea and that he really didn't want to do the massage.
What you're okay, you don't know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, I do. Actually, okay? I do. Because he reached out to our show and told us the whole story and how he did have a nice time with his beautiful wife. This is Tracy and Fizz. Welcome to Phonanigans.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Your husband's a hottie from what I can understand, huh?
You are good. I'm such a big fan of your show. You all do this all the time, and I can't believe you got me.
Yeah, well, technically, your husband got you. It was all his idea.
Good to know, because I probably won't be touching him for a long time.
Phonanigans, every hour on the 50s. Wake the fun up with Tracy and Fizz. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KYGO.